Why, I was invited, sir, and it felt like it would be stupidity on my part to ignore such a missive.
I produced the golden letter with a small flourish.
As for who I am, they call me the Clever Maid. Is this the way to the Argent Hall?
The Argent Hall?
The noble face sounded amused.
I believe someone has played a rather nasty joke on you. Your kind would never be allowed entry.
Read the letter, sir, if you doubt me.
I handed the letter to the noble fay. He reached to take it, and a bit of his hand touched mine. I shivered. It felt like scaled fog, if that makes sense. Cold, rolling, and sharp.
If it is a forgery, then I will, of course, turn around at once and find my way home.
The black fairy examined the letter for a long while, and then he silently gave it back to me.
Unbelievable. What is she thinking?
Pardon, sir.
Never mind that,
the Black Fairy grumbled.
The missive is not a forgery, which, to my knowledge, grants you the dubious honor of being the first human to ever be invited to the first court. Poor beast, I do pity you.
Why?
I raised an eyebrow.
The politics and customs of the court are many. An uneducated lesser being like yourself will doubtlessly violate one taboo or another, even if your visit lasts not but 5 minutes. Any such mistake will be seen as an offense to the old lady, and you will thus be ripped to ribbons in penance.
Oh, I frowned. It wasn't exactly a revelation, but to hear it spoken out loud wasn't encouraging.
Then what should I do?
You are without option. You must attend, or you will surely die. And if you do attend, you will surely die.
Thank you for telling me, I suppose.
I sighed.
I do hope you enjoy the last hours of your pitiful mortal existence.
Can you tell me how to get through the barrier, at least?
I've always simply traversed it. I am acquainted with methods of mortal passage. Apologies, doomed creature. Is there anything else you wish to know?